Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Like, I'm just talking what I go through, whatever it is. And be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me. True.
But then you're saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, and you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
So you tell them the downfall, whatever good.
Yeah, the evil.
That, yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven, and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico. They repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millie, East Coast bodyers, West Coast cat pillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
The hottest, hottest under the sun. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true. Fuck up my dreams. Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game. Unfucking believable. Little Wayne's the president. Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him. Bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. People, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy meddling. You can get the fucking lid. Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the Carter 3, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
Last year they had the Grammys in the-
ends when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shitting on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs, and there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit.
Shows, and I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow, and my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees whipping like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Rain. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, yeah. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Ball on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake, I do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in the apartment. Now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble that? Somewhere they make gumbo at. Hang, got the fucking feet jumping like a drum.
swagger than Carter. Count money, Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top, but all the hell is right above it. We own it. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse, and I don't bust back because I shoot first.
Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? Peace in the chat. What's good with y'all? So, last night we had a live show, but the recording, we had some technical difficulties, so we ended up pulling that particular recording just due to the interruptions and things like that. So, just letting y'all know we've been consistent. We still consistent. So we're going to just keep it moving. But yeah, peace, man. I know it's Friday. Y'all might have a lot of things going on. Or might have other things that y'all could have been doing. But I appreciate y'all hanging out. Peace in the chat. So trying to make up a quick show for yesterday. Or last night, so we're not going to take too long, but I was kind of like twiddling my thumb as to what to really speak on or what to share, and it's like more and more some things are coming together for me, or at least for us, in terms of understanding as it relates to this aspect of business and business in general. So some things are becoming a little bit more clear. So when we started out, our intentions were to be your one-stop remedy center. So Low Life Academy, our intention was to be your one-stop for all your remedy needs. Right, remedy. So I think we are, and not we are, but we have missed the mark on establishing ourselves as such. So we got to do some tightening up, all right? So one of the things we're going to do is try to be a little bit more open with a lot of the information that that we think is necessary for you all to have success in this, right? So what am I talking about? I think a lot of times I'm also speaking, or we've also been speaking around some of the issues. We use terminologies, and either we give a generic perception of what it is that we're talking about, or you as a listener, you create your own perception of what you think we're talking about. But in any instance, we're supposed to be your one-stop remedy center, lawlifeacademy.com, right? That's your remedy center, lawlifeacademy.com. We're going to do some work to the website as well, but we just haven't had time to really put into every single thing that we're really trying to do behind the scenes. And what tends to happen is when you start to spread yourself thin, nothing gets done, right? So we're managing, but we could be doing better. So let's just check this out. YouTube is up and running, so y'all should be glued to that. We're going to ramp up with our video output. We're still having some technical difficulties putting out longer videos. For whatever reason, they're not allowing us to. But YouTube is up and running. We're going to put some of those longer videos that we can't put up on YouTube on OnlyFans. So y'all can take advantage of that. So OnlyFans will be up and running as well. I've said that now probably for about 3 weeks, but I have to get that done. What else? IG is taking a step back. I promise y'all, I haven't really been consistent with the posting and stuff on there, so that's been a challenge as well. So, you know, all around, we just got a lot of stuff that we need to tighten up on. So we're going to try to do our best to get those things tightened up on. But in meeting our goal of being the one-stop shop remedy center, we need to make sure we're being clear about a lot of these remedies. So what I wanted to do and what we're going to do tonight is really take a step back. Now, I'm a little rusty at this from the perspective of I don't have anything written in front of me, so chime in the chat if y'all can. And make sure that y'all provide some feedback as well. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure I open this thing. All right, yeah, so making sure y'all can hear me. But long story short, what I wanted to do tonight, what we wanted to do tonight is just put some things in perspective. And here's one thing I want to put in perspective. Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard at it. Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard at it. Well, that's also a message to me too. But what I want y'all to take from that is this. You need to decide which of these individuals you are. Are you the dreamer? Are you the person that put in the work and the effort to accomplish your goals? Before I give you all some information that I want to give you all, I need y'all to figure that out for yourself. On which side of the fence do you land? Are you a dreamer or are you a doer? Right? And if we're doers, then let's get to it. No doubt. Appreciate that in the chat, six. But yeah, like at the end of the day, right, are you a dreamer or are you a doer? I understand that I anticipated. Let me stop using some of that vocabulary too, because I think some of y'all are having the misconception because y'all hear me talk raunchy and then you hear me talk polished and y'all get confused. It's still the same me. Whether I'm using expletives or not, it's still the same me, right? I'm trying to change the trajectory of our energy. So I'm trying to use words that are clear and precise and easier to understand, but I do get that some of y'all still might miss it. So I want to say it somewhat plainly. If you're not going to put in the hard work, which I know not everyone is built to put in the hard work, a lot of us need those fixers, those, I just need a one-time fix, right? I got this pressing matter, I just need this resolve, right? So you're not committed to the so-called freedom that a lot of y'all speak on, right? And I get that now. I think I was trying to force everybody should see the light, so to speak, and join the force, right? Join the Star Wars. What are they? Jedi's, right? Because once you see certain things, it's very hard for you to go back and say you don't see it anymore. But the reality is, y'all are not built for that. Some of y'all just want help with a little issue or resolve and something that's immediate, you know what I mean? And I get it, child support, foreclosure, you know, debt resolution, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I honestly do get it. So with that being said, we're going to start putting out some templates to help those that are not really aware and do not have the time to commit to studying. One second. I need something to check. One second. All right. Sorry about that. I'm back. I just needed a sip of water. So for those that don't have the patience, don't have the time, don't have the resources to put in the hard work that it's going to take to live like that, we're going to give you some templates to help guide you. So what are we going to give templates on? All right. There's a variety of things that we can create templates for. However, there are some of you who are looking to be able to live in, and we'll just say it this way, the private, right? Whatever that means to you. And a lot of you all, I think, are really, really just, for lack of a better term, confused as to what that journey looks like. So we can't direct you, right? We can't direct you, but here are some things that we know people need help on. So let's go through some of that tonight. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about what people need to work on. So in majority of our circles, there is something about names, right? There's some talk about what to do with the name. There's a reference that the name is dead. There's a reference that the name doesn't belong to you. There's a reference that the name. And what name are we referring to? The name that's on your birth certificate, right? So there is confusion. Now, we talk and share research and information over here about your ability to change your name at will and what that means and what that looks like. So in some way, shape, or form, you're going to need templates that will provide enforcement for your name change, right? Again, majority, if not all, of what I've heard is that you need to go to court to change your name. We don't subscribe to that here. The research proves otherwise. So that's step number one. So you change your name. Now what? Okay. Where do you want to start? Are you looking for the ability to move back and forth as you please? And if so, you could probably bypass, tentatively speaking, everything else that you really need to focus on and go right up to what is considered to be an injunction, right? So what I'm going to teach you, though, is that the purpose of the injunction and what it was intended to do was to give you access to travel. Travel, we have learned and we have subscribed because it's worked perfectly for traveling on the highways and byways. But we haven't put that to the test for traveling by sea and air. So this injunction that we're going to do, which was supposed to be used for like stopping the jab and everything else. That's what we're going to do with it. I was going to incorporate everything. But this injunction that we're going to do is just going to focus solely on your ability to travel by land, air, and sea. So watch this. So now you have to work backwards, right? So now, boom, you do the injunction. We got a template. We're going to come up with a template for that. And then you're saying to yourself, well, in between all of that, change my name, I needed something to show proof that I'm that name, right? So we're providing IDs. We're not going to tell you what type of IDs they are. They're private IDs. They're private lawful IDs. They're according to the law, right? And the IDs will give you access to your right to travel land, air, and sea. Definitely within this hemisphere and this part of the world. So by plane, definitely within the country. By sea, probably in and around our coastline, so to speak. So maybe in this northern area of North America, right? But we'll see. Probably can go further with that because it's water. And then what else? And then land we already conquered, like I said. So that's not even an issue. So you would need something to demonstrate who you are. So we have the IDs for y'all. So we already offer that as a service, but a lot of people don't know about it. So here's, let me speak on that for a second, though. The IDs that most of y'all are subscribing to that I've seen, have maximized their codes and their statutes, have maximized their tax exempt numbers, their incorporations, right? They have some forms of nationality type IDs that, again, subscribe to statutes and codes. In any instance, we provide lawful IDs, right? And they're just that. And we'll show you how to enforce them, and we'll show you how to use them. So I got mine, right? Because I want to always be the first to do these things. So I got mine. So as I continue my journey, I'll share my experiences with y'all, right? What else is there that I wanted to talk about? In between, right? You should have done DBAs. And, you know, the DBA stuff is tricky because it all depends on what you have committed to the game. So when I always stress to everyone that there's, you know, multiple ways to skin a cat, so to speak, I just tell them there's so many options available. So let me say it this way. For those of you that fall into these categories, we have the templates, if you will, available for you, right? So if you're just trying to deal with like a traffic ticket or some, and I shouldn't even say that. That's a poor example. If you're just trying to deal with something that's minimal, excuse me, but you're not committed to the cause is what I'm trying to speak to, right? Like you're not trying to go change your life and live in the private and all of this stuff and, you know, be on your square every day, right? You just need a quick fixer-upper. You might not want to change your name and all of those things. We have remedies for that too. So we're going to create some templates for those. What I'm saying is the regular Joe Schmo who doesn't subscribe to changing their name or wanting to do any form of injunctions or whatever the case may be, DBAs, it doesn't. I have all of the templates for you. We'll just create them for you. Right? Just regular Joe Schmo. Now, if you are someone who is new to the process and want to do things the right way, then yeah, I would show you that there's a certain process I would subscribe to, like a strategy, right? Do these things before because this is your foundation and so on and so forth. But the problem I found is a lot of people, fall into this category. The category where they've already attempted so many things. They spent so much money investing in other people that they want you to make their templates match what we would provide as templates, right? Somebody else's work. Change somebody else's work to make it like ours. That's never going to happen. Never, right? So if you fall into that category, I often struggle with how I'm supposed to help y'all. But at the end of the day, if you're willing to learn and correct some things, and I say correction in this fashion because when we get down to the bottom of it, a lot of what I've found is that people have made errors. I can't say someone taught them to do that. I can just tell you what I've seen by paperwork, by the things they have shared with me in terms of their experiences, so on and so forth. So at the end of the day, I just go off of what's in front of me, right? But I can't confirm nor deny that they learned that. I don't know, right? So boom, name change, boom, ID, boom, paperwork for the name change, boom, DBA, boom, some copyright stuff, boom, what am I missing? Some newspaper stuff, boom. Some injunction stuff, boom. So now You got your foundation stuff taken care of. Oh, by the way, I left out the whole birth certificate thing, because that's for those that are on that journey, that's like number one. Grab your, just a copy of your BC from whomever, vital statistics. You just need your county, whatever. You just need a ordered copy. Let me say it that way, that they sent to you. Not like a copy your mom had folded up in the back of her closet, right? You just need a new copy or a fresh copy. And then you just take that and slap an affirmation on it, and boom, bam, there you go. No need to authenticate. That's going to give you access to go get your certificate of title. Now, here is the biggest problem. A lot of you all, and I've shown proof to this, that there is such a thing that is considered a certificate of title that comes out of the Minnesota Code. But the challenge is I myself do not have a learning how to write an affirmation. Yeah, no doubt. I just seen that comment. I got distracted, y'all. My computer fell asleep. I seen that message that just came up in the chat. I was just on a roll too. Man, I was flowing. I lost my space, so I gotta figure out what I was saying to y'all. The best I can come up with is I left off somewhere around the affirmation stuff, writing, grabbing the BC, right, and taking over ownership. And I was saying that comes right out of Minnesota Rule 220, but a lot of y'all don't understand that. I, me personally, never had a American BC. So to be able to prove that to you, this is going to cost me more than I wanted to. So I'm not doing that. That's not the only remedy. So what I was trying to show people, that those that are courageous enough, and it took some people some time to build up the courage, but, you know, there are some out there with that courage, and I'm still rooting for them. But the idea is, if you have an American BC and you want the certificate of title, I can show you how to go after that according to the law. The challenge that people were facing was that they're now being the pioneers of a process that is being taught to them, but not shown to them, because I couldn't show it to them. In the beginning of everything, I explained to them that because there's not one way to skin a cat, that my path was of least resistance. And what I was able to do from the perspective that the law provided for someone in my particular stance was a lot easier. And even in their stance too, but it was just a lot easier. So I don't have to go through, you know, getting this particular document for that much money and then going through and trying to figure stuff out. I don't have to do that. But if I did, and if I was American from the perspective that I had that BC here, I would make them beg for mercy. Because you all don't understand that having the certificate of title proves ownership of that BC. Not authentication. Having the certificate of title. Now, some of that might be jumbled to y'all or might be confusing to y'all. I promise you, I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm just saying, if I was a natural born citizen here with a BC, I would make them prove it to me. Yes, absolutely, in the chat, certificate of title. So once you have the certificate of title, you have evidence that you are the owner of that shit. So now you have the certificate of title. Who can send you a ticket? Who can use that name in any way, shape, or form? Fuck, you don't have a DBA. You got the ownership paper in your hand. You got it. Before your vehicle is registered, you can have the fucking Well, no, you can't do that because they give you the title off of it because of that type of registration. But what I'm saying is, before you have the plates and all of this shit, if you got the title right then and there, like, you're the owner of the car. They don't give a shit that you didn't go subscribe to the Secretary of State or DMV and follow this rule or that rule. You have the title to the fucking car. You don't have to prove anything. It's right there in the pudding. So I'm trying to let you know that there is proof that there is a certificate of title and that it applies specifically to the BC. So if you are a natural born citizen, that's what you want to do. Now, if you're saying, okay, that I don't want to take on that work either because that's just too much, well, there's a remedy for that. And that remedy is so much easier because you don't got to deal with none of them people. All you got to do is a little paperwork and put it on the fucking record. That's it. So simple. Now, here's the thing. You wanted that certificate of title because if you got it through them, then it forces you to interact with the Secretary of State and the Secretary of the Treasury. I promise you, you want that certificate of title if you're a natural born citizen. So I don't know where I lost anybody, but as a reminder for those that are still listening, you are to go to a specific office. And people were struggling to find that particular office in their state. But yet I showed them those offices in Florida. Because for whatever reason, and I even told them and encouraged them to what? What would I encourage them to do in the chat? If they had a situation where they couldn't find, you know, this particular office in their location, what would I advise them to do? Shit, I found it in Florida. Use Florida. That's what I would advise them to do. That's what I advise them to do. But for some, as I said, that's not necessarily what they're looking for. But people got to remember, freedom comes at a cost. And the cost is you got to fight for it. So at the end of the day, yes, had they fought for it and still couldn't achieve that, they still had an out. They still had an out. But what they wanted me to do is teach them the out that they weren't ready for, being at their stage at the time. In an instance, I'm going off topic too much on that. So, affirmation of ownership to be able to claim your certificate of title. And if you can't do that, according to Minnesota Rule 220, I had a resolution for you. All right, boom. Name change, new name ID, or new identity card, right? Paperwork to enforce the identity card and new name. The injunction stuff. The whole DBAs and everything I already talked about. Where does that take me? Yeah, so now that would take you to, well, those are, I guess, primary stuff, but I was adding, you want to do some rescission stuff before you get started. Rescind the voter registration, rescind the registered agent, rescind the license, rescind the, what else is there to rescind? I can't remember everything else. That's, what, three or four things off the top of my head. But rescind all of that shit. And then, yeah, you can just get ready for establishing your estate and establishing your 9-8. So I guess before you even do that, you would want to just go ahead and write the will. Forgot about that shit. So write the will. Put the will on the record. Probate the will. All of that shit. Right? No need to get the EIN numbers if you're not going to actively go after setting these things up, because you have to stay within the guidelines of the IRS manual. So I guess what I'll do on Tuesday is go into the IRS manual so we can look at these numbers and read a little bit about the estate and the trust numbers again so people are aware. I've done that at some point, but I'm pretty sure I've taken down all of those videos, wherever they were, IG or on here, all of the fundamentals. Yeah, I was trying to, like, just pour those up because, like, it's pointless, right, to try to help somebody unless it's just a Band-Aid fix with, like, something like foreclosure or, like, you know, child support. I mean, those things are going to come up, so, you know, that's not necessarily a part of everyone's journey. You get what I'm saying? But everyone's journey might entail, oh, I want to go buy a house. Oh, I want to go buy a car. How do I do those things in the private? Oh, I want to be able to just pull money out the air. How do I do that? You get what I'm saying? Like, there's remedies for all of those things. You get what I'm saying? But that's something that we would only teach in the private. So as I even just, I was talking to Six and I was saying, I'm going to have, well, he's going to run a process and I'm going to run a process. And then I want to be able to bring that back. Before we end the call today, you know, a lot of times people fail to realize that we actually provide remedy over here, right? So I was, if I'm not the first, I was one of the first people telling y'all court is not, court is not the building, right? Court is on paper, right? Like, there's no need to go into building. So, but I know other people are saying that, but do you know that we had our second testimony that we've used that, where we've used that, you know, and got a court case dismissed again. That's the second one that we've dealt with, one where I did it for my lady, right? And it was already an active case. You know, she was supposed to go in for X, Y, and Z, and I gave, you know, a quick response, and you know what I mean? That shit disappeared, closed, everything, you know, stopped, no go. And then something came again in a different situation and we smacked that away. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is all y'all have to do is take advantage of the information. The remedy is already there, but people aren't going to look for someone like me who says, I don't have any issues on the road, because I don't. I don't got debt collectors coming after me, because I don't. You know, like, I don't deal with child support, because I don't. I don't have any of those issues. My life is pretty easy. You get what I'm saying? In terms of, like, just being away from all the drama that's out there. But we got 90 seconds. So shameless plug, we got our upcoming webinar on the name change, October 29th, I think at 1 o'clock. So, you know, be there, be square. We can show you all the stuff that you want to take advantage of. I think this is the last week of the... this is the last week of the discount. So it's still up there, I think, for $1.50. So you can take advantage of that. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. But at the end of the day, I promise y'all, you want to come and you want to find out what it is that we have in terms of resources for some of the challenges that you're dealing with. And I promise you, you shouldn't be afraid when we present information that's contrary to what you have been taught. Because 99.9% of the things we do over here, we do them extremely differently than what the majority of those folks are saying. Because what they're saying tends to get a lot of people into situations that are a little bit difficult to get out of. All right? So we got 10 seconds. Y'all have a good ass weekend. For those that are going to be in the class, I see y'all on the weekend. I see y'all on Sunday. So I check y'all out. Peace.